I like your style, dude.
Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
You are listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
You're listening to Dr. Groove on the Wireless.
I think we should keep in mind when we refer to Democrats, when we refer to the administration, that there are definitely two groups of Democrats as of today. Number one, there are the millions of loyal Americans who have voted the Democrat ticket. Individuals who are just as loyal, who hate communism just as much, and love America just as much as the average Republican. That's one group. On the other hand, there is that small, closely knit group of administration Democrats who are now the complete prisoners and under the complete domination of the bureaucratic, communistic Frankenstein which they themselves have created. Ladies and gentlemen, they shouldn't be called that administration Democrat Party. To call them Democrats is an insult to the millions of loyal American Democrats. They shouldn't be called Democrats. They should be referred to properly as the Commie Crap Party.
Now, we must be ready for a new danger, the atomic bomb. First, you have to know what happens when an atomic bomb explodes. You will know when it comes. We hope it never comes, but we must get ready. It looks something like this. There is a bright flash, brighter than the sun, brighter than anything you've ever seen. If you are not ready and did not know what to do, it could hurt you in different ways. It could knock you down hard or throw you against a tree or a wall. It is such a big explosion, it can smash in buildings and knock signboards over and break windows all over town. But if you duck and cover like Bert, you will be much safer. You know how bad sunburn can feel. The atomic bomb flash could burn you worse than a terrible sunburn. Especially where you're not covered. Now, you and I don't have shells to crawl into like Bert the Turtle, so we have to cover up in our own way. First, you duck, and then you cover. And very tightly, you cover the back of your neck and your face. Duck and cover underneath a table or desk or anything else close by. In Betty's school, they are talking about the atomic bomb, too. Betty is asking her teacher, how can we tell when the atomic bomb may explode? And her teacher is explaining that there are two kinds of attack, with warning and without any warning.
Let's do this one positive. This one goes out to the misled to preserve the youths of tomorrow. Today's the time to stop all the unnecessary bloodshed.
I want to see some hands in it, and I want to see them now.
Life of a youngster is not sweet. I'm coming to you straight from the streets. This could be a story about anybody, but let's call him John Doe. Our old boy get cops were quicker on the draw. Another you get a victim of the law. Old boy get cops were quicker on the draw. Another you get a victim of the law. Johnny was wicked, ragamuffin and raw. Pull off a robbery, but the cops he never saw. He got surrounded and they crushed him like a straw. John Doe went out like that, no, no, no. He heard them coming, but he didn't get to flee. Wanted by the cops, was living like a refugee. Do no evil, think no evil, try it and you will see. Bad boy and lawman don't green. A boy get cops were quicker on the draw. Another you get. Here I get my vibe, yeah. Trying to hustle and make a dollar, ain't got no 9 to 5, yeah. Watching my back when going home and trying to stay alive, yeah. Got the strife, got the strife, got the strife. Johnny was a gangster, well ain't life a bitch, yeah. Robbing with his homie, then he got ditched, yeah. Thought he was the man, but he was rolling with a snitch, yeah. All he wanted to do was get rich. Johnny go get murder. Cops were quicker on the draw. Another you'd get murder.
laughing and roar. Pull off a robbery, but the cops he never saw. He got surrounded and they crushed him like a straw.
Tonto went out like that.
No, no, no. He heard them coming, but he didn't get to flee. Wanted by the cops, was living like a refugee. Do no evil, think no evil, try it and you will see.
Bad boy and lawman don't agree.
Bad boy get murdered.
Cops were quicker on the draw.
Another you'd get
murdered. A victim of the law.
Rude boy get
murdered. Cops were quicker on the draw.
Another you'd get
murdered. A victim of the law.
Rude boy get murdered.
Cops were quicker on the draw. Another you'd get murdered. A victim of the law.
You got the feeling.
Welcome to show number 50. This is Dr. Groove, your host on Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International. We made it to 50, and the whole start of the show was all premised on the basis of not 50 as in the number of shows that we've done, but what it was like back in 1950. And so therefore we had a clip around Senator Joseph McCarthy. You may not remember him, but he's kind of well known by communists around the world for his crazy witch hunt which he conducted, and it started in 1950, Reds Under the Bed. And also, we're going to remember 1950 was the kind of atomic age, really, atomic America. It might have been the birth, the early days of rock and roll, but it was also, and spaceships and rockets and everything else, but it was also the time of duck and cover, so we heard a bit of that. Anyway, 20 minutes in, so I'm going to keep going and tell you what we heard so far. We started off with tracks, track-wise, we started off with Nightmare on Wax with Karina Joseph and Play On. And then we went straight into an instrumental, which was kind of playing on the Fear vibe. It's Contract on a World Love Jam by Public Enemy. That was an amazing sound. It takes me back to the days when I heard them first. Then we had John Doe. It's the name of the track. Shaggy is the artist, and it's all about cops killing rude boys, and it just like not a, how little changes in all those times if you think of Trayvon Martin. And now we're up to last track was Ian Brown with Fear. You got the fear for everything a reason, free expression as revolution are two of the ones that I remember. Anyway, I'm not really sure where we're going with the next one. Oh yeah, next up, I've been playing this artist. He's called Machine Drum, and the single was Gunshot. And then somebody's done a single, which is effectively makes it a bit more jungly. That's what I think anyway. So I'm going to play that jungly version. Enjoy, you're listening to Groove on the Wireless right here on Radioactive International. Thank you.
my Wilkins a plaster flexer.
Listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
Black Moses says, when your full-time lover doesn't move you anymore, it's time to look around for a little part-time love.
I'm gonna find me. Lord, I got to find me a part-time love. Oh.
And Black Moses says, the best place for a lover, part-time or any other time, is close to you.
Close to you.
Isaac Hayes is Black Moses, and Black Moses is Isaac Hayes' new album on Enterprise Records and tape. Black Moses is here.
Good love, signal, anytime.
Thank you.
Yes, so that was the great sounds of Jesus and Mary Chain. And I was only reminded of those the other night as I was watching St. Pat's lift the title, which was brilliant. I mean, we may never win the cup, and it's certainly looking like that. But we won the league, which is really top of the pile. And a friend of mine was actually telling me about how he was just thinking about how good that band was. So that's why we ended up with Jesus and Mary Chain there. And that was the song called Cracking Up. And then before that, we had Atoms for Peace with Dropped. And Flea was doing a pretty amazing work out there on the old bass. He's some bass player, that boy. And that's Tom York's new vehicle, whatever you want to say it. Before that, we had Isaac Hayes with Black Moses. And I saw a guy walking down the Cunningham Road the other day, no word of a lie, with a mate, like a staff that must have been, he was black and he was carrying a staff, and he could well have been Black Moses. So he had like short dreads. And must have been a stick that would have been, I'd say, at least 5 foot in length. And nobody was going over and engaging him in conversation, but he looked like a man on a mission. And then before that, we had Square Pusher with Plain Stow Flex Out. And Square Pusher is really a guy who treads a path of his own existence, really. There's not many people who go down that path. And then we started that whole set off with Machine Drum, and that was the Om Unit Rollers VIP mix. And that's very much in the style of Jungling It Up, a track that was really all about drum and bass in the first place, but it's got very extra jungly thanks to Om Unit VIP, that mix. So now we're going to go on with a little ditty about domestic violence. And the track is called He Had It Coming.
I lick him with the pot and the frying pan, and if I kill him, he had it coming. There is one thing that I am sure, he ain't going to beat me no more. So I tell you that I doesn't care if I was to die in the electric chair. Thank you.
Yes, that's last track was Susumu Yokota. That's easy for me to say. We interrupt your normal programming to bring you information about the Hunter's Moon Festival, which is at huntersmoonfestival.com, a 3-day festival celebrating the unusual, minimal, free, outer, psychedelic and strange in sound, music, film and visual art. And people who are playing at it are people like Rhys Chatham, Ivan Paul Lay, Dr. Strange, D. Strange, Zomes, Consumer Electronics, Jennifer Walsh, Control Unit, Knocked Unable, Orphan Fairy Tale, Inner City, Bored People, Java Del, I'm just going to stop there because the more I go on, the more likely I am to mess up. They lovely people up there also commissioned me to do a mix, which is the star mix, which is being kept secret and locked up until such time as it gets played there. So that's the 25th. Excuse me, 25th, 26th and 27th of October up in Carrick and Shannon. You should go. I hope to see you there. You'll enjoy yourselves. Next up, last track, or last, pretty close to last track anyway, for this show, show number 50, is GMF, or Greatest Motherfucker. And that track was brought to my attention by Crossy, who could be one of the greatest motherfuckers I know. And it's an anthem for the socially awkward. And it's by the man called John Grant. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed show 50. Remember, keep supporting the station. Keep communication coming in to dr.dr.groove@radioactiveinternational.org. And you record jingles. Do all sorts of things. Anyway, take it away, Mr. Grant. Tell us why we should be smiling more of the time.
Probably say I'm difficult. I probably talk too much. I overanalyze and overthink things. Yes, it's a nasty crutch. I'm usually only waiting for you to stop talking so that I can concern you two-way streets. I have to say that I am not a fan. Frankenstein.
Guards and teachers. So let's be straight about this. I accept that there were failures in the political system. I accept that I have to take responsibility as a member of the governing party during that period for what happened. But let's be fair about it. We all partied.